Well, good afternoon, y'all. As I said, I'm Will Youngman. I'm an econ major. And I, first of all, I really want to thank Carolyn Skanky and Shelley Pelish. I don't know if they're in here, but they were kind of the main people to put this on. And I love coming to this every year as an older student. I wasn't so fortunate enough to know about it actually as an underclassman, so you all are already a step ahead of me. I get asked a lot. I'm from Atlanta, and since UVA isn't just the obvious choice from Atlanta, I get asked a lot why I came to UVA. And there's several kind of defining moments. When I came and visited as a senior in high school, visited with a guy from Atlanta and asked him, so what about the people at UVA? What do you think? And he said, you know, you're going to meet some of the most amazing people you'll ever meet in your life. People who do, you know, people who are traveling all over the world, doing amazing things, and it's completely true. I've come here and been amazed by the friends I've made, what they do. They're just awesome people. You know, you and your peers are going to have some pretty incredible future successes. You're going to do unbelievable things. You're going to travel all over the world and, you know, cure babies of little diseases that are very exotic and possibly solve world hunger or something like that. And you're going to have access to awesome educational resources. The professors here, you're about to hear from a great professor here. And the professors here are wonderful. Even the electronic resources at the library are unbelievable. And the social resources, you're going to, you know, find out, you're going to meet people's parents. A lot of their parents are here who have done incredible things and have access to them, hear about them. And your presence here today really indicates that you have already been very successful. I think they say this is like UVA's most competitive first-year class, so you're the best that's come along so far. You've been pretty successful in high school, I imagine, to get here today. But that being said, UVA is really not a place where failure and rejection and mistakes are really paid a lot of attention to. No, people don't acknowledge that. Don't give it much thought, and you're gonna fail. You're gonna make mistakes. You're probably gonna do a lot of that this week. you're gonna start trying out for stuff immediately, and you're not gonna get in most of it. but that's why you try out for like 12 things, and maybe you can find a few where you really find your niche. But at Jefferson School, independence and the ability to do things yourselves is the virtue, and dependency is not. And this ignores, basically, as Christians, you know, if you're a Christian here, we believe that human nature is fallen, we're sinful, and we're in desperate need for Jesus Christ and the salvation that comes through his death and resurrection. And that's not something that is readily acknowledged in the uber-successful environment that is UVA. So this dual nature at UVA, the super-successful part of it, and people doing amazing things, and then the fact that kind of the failure and rejection and despair and depression is just pushed under the rug and not noticed, that creates a need for something more than just, you know, what you see in your everyday life, and that's the Lord, I think, and the Christian community that you can have around you here. The Christian community here is like something I've never really quite experienced. The level of support from my Christian friends, and I think that as Christians we are actually God's instruments here. I mean, we are here to do God's work and to do God's work in other people's lives, and I have had so many people like Wes and like Sean Slate, he's the minister of the campus fellowship I'm in, and other people like that, my friends, who have just done amazing work in my life, and guided me. This community has guided me both in my successes, and I've done some things that I never would have thought I would have done 3 years ago, but also in my failures, because I've had some really down moments, some times that I was rejected and down and out. And through all of that, whether it's in success or in failure, the Christian community here and relying on the Lord is what has gotten me through it. So with that, I'm just going to tell you a little bit more of kind of specifics of what I've done here. And I got active. You're going to get bombarded with all of these Christian fellowship groups, and they're great ones. There's so many great ones here. And there's no right one. I happen to be involved in one called RUF, and I was also involved in First Year Fellowship when I was a first year, and those have been wonderful ministries for me. They've gotten me connected into the Christian community here. I've got to know upperclassmen, and getting to know upperclassmen is also something I would really recommend that you do, because I look around, there's even a few graduates in here that I got to know and really guided me through my first 3 years here. Then also, just through education, if you're interested in it, UVA actually has a really great religious studies program, like I think maybe the best in the country. And I've learned so much more about the history and the background of my faith through that. Also through an organization called Theological Horizons, where I've gotten to read a lot of the great Christian writers. And then as far as just kind of the community aspect, there's some really good churches here. I'm a little non-committal. I kind of go to two. And because I kind of always went to one, and then all my housemates last year kind of went to another, so I kind of do both. But then also the center here. And the Center for Christian Studies, it's a hard place to describe. I actually lived, you probably don't even know this yet, but there's a basement down here below you, and there's an apartment there for four guys, and I actually lived here last year. It was an amazing place to live. It's kind of a focal point of the Christian community here at UVA. It doesn't represent any particular one ministry, any one fellowship group. And they also do things here that the fellowship groups don't necessarily do, like bring in renowned speakers from all over the country and all over the world to talk about what it is that we believe. So I really want to encourage you to go out to meet the ministers who are here, who are about to be introduced to you, to meet your professors. You're going to find that there are some professors out there. Academia doesn't have necessarily the reputation of being the most Christian place, but there are some professors who have very strong Christian faiths. And they're wonderful people for you to get to know. And to meet older students, I feel kind of odd saying this now because I don't feel like the fourth year that I saw the fourth years when I was a first year, but they probably didn't really feel like I saw them either. And so meet older students. They're a wonderful resource. They just know how, they're not any smarter than you, but they do know how things work around here, and that's important. So just let the Lord guide you to your place here. Pray really hard. You're going to need it. And this is one of the most exciting times of your life. But it can also be one of the most challenging. Every day is not going to be wonderful. You're probably going to, maybe at some point in October, at least it was October for me, sit around and think, gosh, I should have gone to that other school that I almost picked. And no, you probably shouldn't have. This is the right place for you. You're here now. And I'm so glad you're here. I really look forward to meeting all of you. Anyway, I think Mr. Elzinga is up next. And Mr. Elzinga is an economics professor. Probably a third of you are going to be in his class at least. And he's also my advisor. He's a wonderful man.
Thank you. Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to UVA. If you're a first-year student, congratulations for getting into what a lot of us call Mr. Jefferson's University. If your parents went here, or one of your parents, they may not tell you this, but it's a lot tougher to get in now than it was in their day. So this is a very interesting gathering, and I want to explain why very briefly. There's a couple peculiar things about this group of first-year students that I'm looking at. I'm going to kind of ignore the older people who are here, the upper-class students and staff for a moment, just speak to those of you who are brand new to the university. You're in a position of real information overload, so we're all grateful that you made it to the study center for this meeting. This is a very key meeting for some of you. One of the odd things for me when I look at you is to realize that there are people sitting in front of me who don't yet know each other, and yet 4 years from now, one or two of these people will be among your very best friends. You will have spent many hours with them, perhaps in some academic endeavor or sports endeavor, or you'll be in a band with them or a singing group or some Christian fellowship group, and you don't even know that yet. For some of you, you're sitting here, and if you marry someday, somebody who's going to be in your wedding party is here in this room, and you don't know them yet. And it's also the case, just speaking probabilistically, that for some of you, your spouse might be here. And you don't know them yet. And that's really scary. That's a very sobering thought. That's really sobering. Now, let me tell you something else that is going to happen probably, just speaking probabilistically, to some of you. And that is, you've come to this meeting, you're the kind of person who identifies yourself as a follower of Jesus. Maybe one of your parents or both of your parents were Christians, you've been raised in a Christian home. When you were in high school, you were in a Christian group or a church group or Young Life. You were really active in Young Life. And you identify with the things of Christ. And yet, a year from now, at the end of this academic year, for some of you, the Christian faith will be like a distant memory. And that's really sobering to think about, too, for me. I've seen it happen. And you may be thinking, hey, it isn't going to happen to me. But it'll happen to some of you in this room, I predict. Now, the thing you might be thinking, if you've got a parent upstairs, what they're worried about is you're going to meet some atheistic professor who's going to talk you out of the Christian faith, and you'll just shut the door on the faith. That could happen, but it's very unlikely. More than likely, if you drift away from the things of Christ, it will be a slow drift. It'll be what in econ we'll call incremental. A series of small steps, each one may be invisible and unbeknownst to you at the time, but it'll be decisions you make about people you associate with, activities you engage in, activities you don't engage in, things that will either draw you to or push you from the things of Christ. And nobody in this room who's been at this meeting before wants that to happen. I don't want it to happen. And it won't happen to all of you if right from the get-go you decide the decisions that you made earlier that mark you as a believer are decisions that you're going to make here as a student at UVA. You're going to identify with the Christian community by being involved in some Christian group, by being involved in a worship experience, by having a private interior life that involves prayer and Bible study. And let me just tell you what the biggest one is, in my view. And that's a willingness to identify publicly as a follower of Jesus. If you make that decision this week, that probably more than anything else will transform who you end up being at the end of this school year in terms of your Christian life. It's a decision I had to make when I joined the faculty here many years ago. I was a brand new Christian. I became a Christian in graduate school. And I had to decide, am I ashamed of the Christian faith? I had to decide that. There's a verse early on in Romans where Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power of God unto salvation. If you can claim that verse, you will make enormous headway in all the other activities you're engaged in so that at the end of the year, you won't be one of these people who just find yourself thinking, boy, what happened to Jesus? I just kind of drifted away. Don't let that happen. Now, I'm going to say two things about goals for your time here, and it might surprise you to find that neither one is academic. Those of you who have me in Econ 201 will know soon that it's not a gut course, and I care about your studies passionately, but I want to talk about something different. One is to think about, at the end of your fourth year, that you will have one or two close friends in Christ who are people who care about you so much that they will love you through thick and thin, that they will be there for you in trials and tribulations and times of joy for a lifetime. It doesn't end when you graduate. These types of friendships, in my observation, are very rare among men. They're not real common among females. But think about what would it take, what kind of intentionality would I have to place that by the time I graduate, I've got a couple friends who care for me because they care about Christ and who will care for me through thick and thin. That is unusual. That's a great goal to have. Those types of friendships that what the Bible sometimes describes as a friendship that sticks closer than a brother, those types of friendships that last for a lifetime, if you form one of those or two of those here, it would be an enormous blessing to you. Now, the other thing that I hope for you is that 4 years from now, when it's near time for you to graduate, if God graces you with that opportunity. That when people are talking about you, when they're talking about you and you're not around, they're just talking about this guy or that gal, and they're talking about the activities they were involved in and funny things they did and cool things they did and travels they engaged in and friends they had, that somebody says, you know what I remember most about this guy? You know what I remember most about her? Is how Christ-like they were. Just how much like Jesus they were. What a great thing to have somebody say that about you at the end of 4 years. God bless you. May that happen to you. Thanks.
There's a really important group of people here in this room that we want to take a few minutes and introduce, and that is a number of campus ministry staff who have been called to this place in order to steward the Christian community here at the university. There are unique needs that there are unique questions that college raises when it comes to being a follower of Jesus. There are going to be lots of times, as Will said, that the pressures of a different sort of means of building your identity are going to make you feel like no one loves you, and you need the Christian community to say, God loves you, Jesus loves you, we love you, and we want that to be not some kind of religious cliche, but something that grips you very, very deeply. And there's another set of questions that have to do with just intellectual formation, of dealing with the kind of ideological stuff that you'll process through at the university, of dealing with a lot of honest questions about historical backgrounds and theological implications and philosophical questions. All this sort of stuff comes up while you are a Christian in college. And the campus ministry staff here, again, is a place where you are free to process through those things, and you will find that the gospel is true and that Jesus is real, and that you need not separate it away from the rest of your academic and social life here at the university. So we really hope that in so many ways the life and presence of Jesus emerges more and more beautiful and real and compelling to you while you are here. So we're going to go around the room, and Derek and Sue are going to slip out here. So I'm going to have Derek and Sue introduce themselves first. Say who you are and what you do and ways that they might connect to your community.
My name is Derek Mondew, and this is my wife.
Sue, hi.
And, okay. And we're with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. You're going to hear a lot about the different ministries, but one of the things that we really focus on are small groups. And in particular, discipleship. Most first years have been involved with our ministry will be discipled by either staff or older students. You're not going to remember when we meet and stuff, so I'm just going to tell you, uvaiv.com is our website. We have large groups on Wednesday nights at Clark 107 at 8 o'clock. So we're just excited about serving you.
Great, thanks. And you guys can go now. And they're going upstairs. There are green sheets floating around that have names and contact information for all these folks that you're going to hear from. Who else is over here? Heather.
Hi, I'm Heather Beam. I'm on staff with Young Life here in Charlottesville. And through UVA, we have a lot of volunteer leaders. For first years, we have a new leader training program, which we run on Mondays. From 4 to 6 right here in this room. There's some leaders here in this room if you want to try to grab those and find out more about it. And I also have flyers because, like you said, you're not going to remember all the details about it. We're glad you guys are here, too.
Catherine and Sean back there and Gray.
My name's Sean Slate. I'm a Presbyterian minister here. I work with Reformed University Fellowship. This is Catherine Helm and Gray Flora. And we wrote a song about it. we meet on Tuesday nights at 8 in Wilson. An easy way to connect with us will be on Monday. We have a welcome back garden party in garden number 5 at 6 to 8. We'd love for you to come, free food if you'd like. And my office is just right downstairs next to the apartment. So I'd love for you to come.
Yeah. Great. Todd.
I'm Todd Johnson, and this is Johnny Reed. We work with Campus Crusade for Christ here, but so you may have friends at other schools that go to Crew or something like that. Here we go by the name Agape Christian Fellowship. And we welcome you as well. Probably your 1,000th welcome. We have same drill and all things. We meet Thursday nights in Mari 209, as well as small groups. Our first meeting is really our welcome thing. We'll do Ben and Jerry's ice cream after that. If you'd like to come, we'd love to have you here.
And Nancy Youngman drove from Atlanta to help with the move-in lunch. Who else in this sector? Over here, coming this way. Hua Zhong.
And Luke. This person is that way.
All right, my name is Michael Lusk, and this is my wife Katie, and our little boy William, and we have another baby coming in the spring. Here are our co-workers.
I'm Luke Strom, and that's my wife. Hua Zhong, my noisy baby Wesley. I've been here before.
My name is Rico.
And we're on staff at Kepler Christian Fellowship. We're all ministers of Grace Covenant Church. And we give rise to church to Grace at 10:20 on Sunday mornings. So we'll pick up tomorrow, every Sunday after that. The closest locations to you guys would be either behind Tuttle Dorm, at Bonnie Castle Circle, or at Lower Hereford. And our ministry, in addition to Human Rights Church, after church on Sundays, we have lunch for the students. And for visitors and first years, it's always free. And we'd love to have you come and be a part of that, just so you can connect with some of the others in the church, and there will be a free lunch there tomorrow. Throughout the week, we have different small groups, where we really have a vision to disciple you guys and to train you guys in the ways of Christ. And we really have a passion, in addition to kind of the organized things that we do, to really have an outreach on the campus and to be salt and light to this world. And we do a lot of different kinds of outreaches, just ministering to people, whether it's clear direct evangelism, like just going out into meet people and sharing the gospel with them, or whether it's just serving people through different ways. We really have a burden to outreach to people. And we also have a burden just to speak to our campus on Christian issues and looking at how should people look at issues like promiscuity, abortion, different things like that. We really have a heart to address some of those issues in people's minds, that are definitely college people are asking about. So we'd love to have you.
All right, back to Amy, Ashley, Bill.
Hi, I'm Amy Zell, Wes's wife, and I also work here at the Study Center and do counseling ministry. So I'm a professional counselor, and so if you or someone you know is in need of that, either I can see them or I can refer them to another counselor in town. And I'm also expecting lots of babies around. Yeah, I'm also expecting.
I'm Ashley McGinnis. I also work at the Study Center. I run the Faith and Life Year for Women and do also a small group and some discipleship. And we are so glad that you're here. So.
And I'm Bill Wilder, the Director of Educational Ministries here at the Center for Christian Study. And we have lots of things going on, lecture series, discussion groups, courses. You probably won't want more courses, but if you want some of the other stuff, you're very welcome. We'd love to have you involved. We've got some great exciting seminars as well. It's in the program catalog on the front page. Thanks.
All right. Are you saying anything? Are you the guy?
Hey, y'all. I'm Ted Jordan, and this is
Abigail Hall.
And I'm Caroline.
That's Roger and Dan's over there. And we're with First Year Fellowship, and that's just a smaller student-run fellowship, and it's not meant to replace any of these other ones that are out there, but it's just to sort of build community between all of us, and it has meant a lot to all of us, so we hope you come out, and it's pretty fun, and we'll be right here, so it's exciting.
All right, Christchurch.
My name's Justin. I brought a posse of people. We're in Christ Episcopal Church, and the 5 o'clock service is Anglican College Ministry. So, church service with free dinner afterwards. And this is one of the ministers, Dave, Paul, and the 2 fellows. We have 3, but one of them, we didn't want to bring the other guy, so we just left them at home. Elizabeth and Terry. So, welcome. Look forward to meeting.
Larry, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Larry Mueller. I'm actually on the faculty at the Darden School of Business, where, although I'm a graduate school, I'm the faculty advisor to Darden Christian Fellowship. But I have the blessing of having about 40 undergraduate advisees that kind of find me one way or another, and I'm able to academically advise, but come around here to the center and have known and support all these folks and all these operations, and just a blessing to get to be here. And for students who are looking for other places for Sunday brunch in my home after church on Sundays is just an opportunity for believers from all different churches to bring their friends to church and then come to brunch.
Thanks.
Pete. I'm Pete Bulette with Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship, and we meet on Monday nights. This is Kelly Baker. She works with us, and we meet on Monday nights in Newcomb Hall Theater at 8 o'clock, and tonight we have a party called Something in a Mug. I'm not going to tell you what, but something. And then tomorrow, if any guys are basketball players, we have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. The winner gets a free Wii, so... Anyways, if you're up for that, but we won't be meeting this month.
Come on, it's just a Wii. That thing is so passe. It's not even new anymore.
First years, for upperclassmen, for transfers. And so you guys can get involved in that. We also have a large group meeting on Monday nights, and we meet Monday nights at 8 at the Newcomb Theater, which is in the basement of Newcomb. So that's what we do.
All right, thanks. Karen?
Yeah, thanks. I don't know how to follow that. I'm Karen Marsh. I'm one of the directors of Theological Horizons. And Theological Horizons is based very close by at the Bonhoeffer House. Right off of Rugby Road, where I live with my three kids, my yellow dogs. If you come, you could win my dog if you do that. My husband, Charles Marsh, is another director of Theological Horizons. He's also a professor in your top-ranked Department of Religious
Studies. Right.
So keep him on your list of professors. We're a small organization, but we do offer a range of programs, activities from lectures in the Dome Room of the Rotunda to just informal hospitality at the Bonhoeffer House. I think one program that might interest you all is a Friday group that I run called Vintage. It's from noon to 1 at the Bonhoeffer House, and it's really just a quiet, kind of low-key hour where we combine a little taste of classic devotional Christian readings with, you know, homemade cookies and iced tea and some time to just finish out the week together. So it's very relaxing, and Will Young will always be there as long as there's chocolate. So I've got some newsletters, I've got some flyers out on the front table near the street. So love to have you. We're doing a welcome lunch this Thursday at my house, and then a kickoff lunch for Vintage on September 5th, Friday. So come by, come to that, and drop it anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Did I miss anybody? Oh, Allison, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You're hiding.
I'm in the middle.
You look so...
Hey, I'm Allison Lively, and I'm on staff at Creighton University. This is Ernie, one of our students. But it is a ministry specifically for fraternity and sorority students. And I know you guys probably have heard that you can't join the Greek system in the spring. Some of you probably will need that. It's an incredible place to have a ministry. It can also be challenging for Christians. So we're a ministry that tries to bring those two worlds together and give you a place to live out your faith within that context. So, thanks.
Okay, is that Nathan? Sorry, and Thurston.
Oh, yeah, you get it.
I got it.
My name is Nathan Walton, and this is Gilbert Painter. Cool. And we're on Leadership with Impact Movement, which is a completely student-oriented campus ministry here, focused on evangelism, discipleship, and fellowship. And kind of just like everybody else, we have larger meetings once a week. On Friday evenings, at 7 p.m. at 1:25. We also have small groups throughout the week, and we have group prayer on Sunday afternoon. So,
thanks. Is that it? Did I miss anybody? Just to add to what Ashley mentioned, that she's the director of the Women's Faith and Life Year. That's a group of women who live in community here at the Yellow House next door to this study center. And we'll be going through a series of directed readings and discussions in addition to just living together while they're students here at the university. There's also a men's program, which Will mentioned, which is here in the basement of the study center. Basement sounds worse than it is. It's really quite nice down there. But as you, please don't think this week about where you're going to live next year. Resist the temptation to do that. But as this fall, as you can, later this fall, as you consider where you might be living next year, we have brochures that describe what the Faith and Life Residential Year is all about. And this is another thing that tries to capture some of the stuff that's happening at the study center that might be of particular interest to you. I'll leave both of these things up here on the fireplace. Okay, what we want to quickly do now is have all the first years to stand up, say your name, where you're from, and not at the same time, your name, where you're from, and where you live, where your dorm. And if you're a transfer student, also jump in there as well. In order for you guys to, you know, to maybe meet your future spouse or somebody who's in your wedding, you know, that sort of thing. Okay, let's start over here by the speaker and speak out real loud.